Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the program today, In This Life. I'm Dr. Paul Kumanu, and I'm joined by
Sabrina Franks.
And it's a great day for us to proclaim the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. We got a very hot topic that we'd like to talk about today because the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ has, for 2,000 years, come under massive attack. And one of the greatest ways for the enemy to get away with it is to be very, very subtle and to, in essence, use those on the inside already. So we want to look at Genesis chapter 3. Sabrina, can you read Genesis chapter 3, beginning in verse number 1, please?
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, He shall not eat of every tree of the garden? He was talking about there, he was trying to deceive already the woman, Eve. And in verse 2 it says, And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
Well, the enemy tells us from point number one that he's a crook, that he wants to change the words of God. Notice now he told Eve, that's not what God said. And from day one, this joker has sought his best to deceive those who have obediently followed God into thinking that God's word really is not plain enough for us to understand, so he has to give us another interpretation of the word or another explanation, or as we would call it today, another version of the word of God. Now, why would the enemy do this? The souls of mankind was at stake. The enemy knew the prized possession of God was Adam and Eve, mankind made in his image after his likeness. Satan sought out, carefully calculated, how he could get the first two people on earth to walk away from God, and it was through knocking down, bringing questions about God's word. If God said this, then did he really say it? And we find that this is still a prevalent thought in the church today, Sabrina. And so we are really wanting to share some things with our audience, because it's incumbent upon me as a pastor, and many pastors who are listening to the broadcast, if you haven't decided to turn the station yet, to hone in, to find out just what's going on. We do not have a free-for-all church. Let me say it again. We do not have a free-for-all church. In other words, God has set up his word, and if we don't follow his word, stop calling it a church and go call it a social club and do something else. If you want to go to a nightclub, there's many in Waikiki. But the church should not be like a nightclub, though we have many churches that behave like nightclubs. So what am I doing? I love God. I love his word. And it's time we stand up for his word. So it has come to our attention that a group called Soul Force will be making their appearance in mega churches throughout the U.S. A coalition of groups led by Soul Force is targeting six U.S. mega churches in an effort to foster dialogue about Christian views on homosexuality. Caleb Price, with Focus on the Family, says the campaign by the homosexual advocacy group has a friendly facade that belies the agenda of the group, and that the churches targeted need to be on guard. So this spring, between Mother's Day and Father's Day, members of the pro-homosexual group Soul Force and its allies will visit six well-known churches throughout the U.S. Dubbed as the American Family Outing, the campaign targets the following churches: Lakewood Church, that's Pastor Joel Osteen's, the Potter's House, T.D. Jakes Church, Hope Christian Church, Harry Jackson Pastor, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, Bishop Eddie Long, Willow Creek Community Church, Bill Hybels, and Saddleback Church with Rick Warren. According to the website of Soul Force, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people and their families will attempt to visit with members, pastors, and leaders of the churches to talk about religious views on homosexuality. What's their objective? Quote, to begin a process of changing hearts and minds, end quote, in those churches. And that's what a document outlining the campaign, and to educate the national public through the media on the issues of faith, family, and sexuality, end quote, end quote. The website explains that a delegation of families, including adults and children, will visit each of the six churches. Now, Price says the people should not be fooled by the campaign, the goal of which he claims to is to disseminate a false doctrine. Genesis 3, false doctrine.
Yes.
The enemy comes up. What happens? What happens? I have a lot of Mormon friends.
Yes.
And they told me the best thing that could have happened was what happened in Genesis 3. That's how we got education. So the serpent was not wrong. That's what my Mormon friends tell me.
Knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah, the knowledge of good. So the serpent was not wrong because we needed knowledge. Mm. I said, well, who said we were dunces?
Right.
See, the bottom line is when the enemy can get you to doubt the validity of God's word, yes, then he got you hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
And so this group, Soul Force, is making their presence known. Now, let me ask you a question, Sabrina.
Yes.
If you, with your background and your degree, if you saw something like this about to happen on the mainland, what's the odds for it to come into Hawaii?
Oh, it's tremendous, because especially because these churches that are being targeted are high profile ministries. Like you said, they're mega churches that, and the strategy here is very, it's a well thought out strategy. I might say they're going to target the mega churches that are very visible out there in the community, out on television and everything. So if they can get the seal of approval from these ministries, then it's going to spread like wildfire.
The American Family Association came out with a very powerful DVD about the movement of the homosexual group.
Mm.
And they took over a city called Eureka Springs. It's in northwest Arkansas.
Yes.
And they took over the city council, basically went in there en masse and got themselves put in.
Mm.
And now they're running the community. And they said, this is not the only place we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
We will do this throughout the U.S. And we're coming, they said, to a city near you.
Mm.
So now we don't hate them. I got family members who
are
homosexual.
Exactly.
Lesbians,
so do I.
You know, and I got uncles and aunts caught up in this. I love them. I love them. I don't love what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because the Bible, the hymn at least, speaks against it.
Yes.
Now, let's throw out some things here. We'll come back to the soul forcing. But let's come back out here to what the word of the Lord says. Genesis chapter 3 told us that already about the enemy wanting to switch the words of God. Romans chapter 1. Look at verse number 18 in Romans chapter 1, as we kind of look at the word of the Lord for what it is, like we're supposed to, and not deviate from it and not change, you know, what the meanings are. For the wrath of God, beginning in verse 18, is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. See, the Bible says there's a lack of knowledge of the truth,
mm-hmm,
of righteousness. Now, it says right here, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. How could that be? Verse 17 says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. So the righteousness of God has been revealed. So has the wrath of God been revealed.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. So these people doing this know what God said.
Yes.
They want to compromise. They don't want to hold true to God's word. Like Eve, like Adam, they knew what God said,
yes,
but they went against what God said. For the invisible things of him, verse 20, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that these people are what?
Without excuse.
Without excuse. Sabrina, they're without excuse.
Mm-hmm.
You don't be caught up in this, you know, oh, well, you know, maybe we need to really, they're going to call it civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to call it a lot of things. No, you know what God calls it?
Sin.
Yeah, because that when they knew God, listen, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, listen, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Now watch. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change that natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves that recompense of the error which was meet. Now, God said, I told you not to do it.
Yes.
And they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Today's generation, no excuse. We got the Bible.
Yes.
And God gave a bunch of laws to the Jewish people and says, you better not be doing these things. Mm-hmm. These are the same things we can read today. But the enemy is so subtle. He has sought now to bring on different versions of the scripture.
Exactly.
And in the different versions of the scripture, we're going to find out that they will not run according to the true word of God, but they're going to make it more palatable for today's generation. I want to share something with you. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, what's the rest?
He's a new creature.
So if you become a new creature, that means all the things that you had before got to have ended.
Yep.
If you're going to be in Christ, this is being born again. When you become in Christ, that means your old ways got to die.
Exactly.
You cannot bring it in, and you cannot try to slap anything else on there. Well, the Bible tells us, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. I want to show you something else, though. In chapter 6, look at verse number 14. Chapter 6, verse number 14, in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse number 14, Bible says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? There is a difference between living right and living wrong. It's righteousness and unrighteousness. God's word calls it out. Now, I don't care what Soul Force or anybody else is. If it's a council of churches, Hawaii Council of Churches, World Council of Churches, no matter what they say, I don't care if the United Nations tells us to do it. God says no, and no is no. That's it. Bottom line.
And you talked about that there's no excuse. They know the word of God. That's why the strategy is to go into the church and change their mindset and change. You quoted a quote that about that they want to change the hearts and minds to that, something to that effect about the people in these churches, to because they know that what the word of God says and how the church should be standing on righteousness and not compromising the word of God.
The snake spoke out in Genesis chapter 3, and today the snake is still speaking.
Yes.
You know what? A snake is a snake. I don't care what. I don't care if it's a rattler. I don't care what it is. It's a snake is a snake. And this snake called the devil, he has lied before. Jesus calls him the father of lies because there's no truth in him. The scripture clearly teaches us that there's going to be a great falling away in these last days. And there will be wolves in sheep clothing who will try to enter into the fold and deceive even God's very elect. How's it going to happen? It's like what happened at Troy, the Trojan horse that came in. Mm-hmm. Why did that Trojan horse come? Because the enemy could not take the city unless they gave a gift. And now the gift came on the inside. And Apostle Paul told the church at Ephesus in Acts chapter 20, he says, I know when I leave, mm-hmm. the grievous wolves shall come in, not sparing the flock. And men from inside the church shall rise up. See, dear ones, that's always happened. When the church is not on guard, if we're not maka alamau, always on alert, the enemy will come in and do whatever he wants to do. Now, according to this that we got from our daily news brief, Soul Force, that homosexual group, plans to recruit 40 diverse families for the campaign, train them during a weekend session in February. Then after visiting the two Texas-based churches, Lakewood in Houston, Potter's House in Dallas, divide these families into four teams to travel to the other churches. Clergy leaders who have a, quote, demonstrated knowledge and skill in articulating an inclusive faith, says Soul Force, will serve as primary spokespersons for each team. Price offers a warning specifically to the megachurches designed for a visit during this American Family Outing. These churches, he says, have been targeted by Soul Force, need to be clear about the real agenda behind these stage actions. It's not for dialogue and greater understanding. It's to tempt them to embrace a false doctrine, which will keep many from the gospel message of hope and transformation for those who are trapped in homosexuality. Soul Force campaign begins Mother's Day weekend and runs through Father's Day weekend. Collaborating with the homosexual advocacy group are the Universal Fellowship of Metropolitan Community Churches, National Black Justice Coalition, and the San Francisco-based group called Collage, Children of Lesbians and Gays Everywhere. Mm. We need to stand for the Word of God.
Yes, we do.
Now, I want to read something to you, Sabrina, that comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 9. The Apostle Paul articulated this to a church that was having all kinds of sexual problems in it, the Corinthian church. And then he says, listen, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Then he says, he lays out a list of people who cannot get into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Then he says in the next verse, and such were some of you, but you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Now watch. He didn't say you've remained the same. He says you become a new creature.
Yes.
You've given up that deviant lifestyle. Now, let's listen to the NIV Bible and let's look at the same scripture verses and see how the NIV places it. Remember, the word was effeminate in King James.
Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
Now notice the word effeminate has been taken out from the NIV and it's called what?
Homosexual offenders.
What a difference it is. Mm. Homosexual offenders. And so those who read the NIV actually think it's okay for homosexual and homosexuality. But if you offend them, mm-hmm. you will not go to heaven.
Yes.
Wow, that's 180 degrees different
yes.
than what the Bible clearly teaches. Mm-hmm. What happened? The big C happened. Compromise came. And then pastors, one by one, like dominoes stacked up, begin to fall when the first one topples over. Brothers and sisters, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, we got our work cut out for us. This is not the time for us to compromise. No. Stand tall in Jesus Christ. Another velvet tint of his to kill, destroy, and steal. If you will just simply bow down this once and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world your eyes can see. Jesus said that it is written in the holy word. Love the Lord with all your heart and all the issues you serve. Everywhere you find mankind, one hungry means the same. Satan came to me one day with a formula for success. Stay away from topics like sin and holiness. If you just simply learn to say what people wanna hear, multitudes will honor you for tickling their ears. I said it's written that my mind and strength the Lord deserves. No.
heard their cry. When hope was gone, he turned the tide. You can shake your head,
shake your head,
but you know it's true. When there was no other way, the Lord came through. King Darius and all his men tossed poor Daniel in the lion's den. He had done no crime, but he had to pay for praying to the Lord three times a day. At the break of dawn, they came looking for his body. The Lord came through,
he came through,
and he pulled him out.
He came through,
he tamed the lion,
he tamed the lion,
and he set them down,
he shut them out.
You can shake your head.
Their vocal band, you know, Russ Tafson. Song called He Came Through. And indeed, the Lord did. Daniel never compromised. And guess what? They threw him in the lion's den, but the Lord came through. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, they're really Hebrews names. They decided they weren't going to bow. They threw him in the fiery furnace. Guess what? The Lord came through. May I tell you, they threw Jeremiah the prophet in muck and mire up to his chin. The Lord came through. That's just God's classical record. He'll always come through. My friends, compromise, the big C, is one of the easiest things we get to do in life. But in doing so, you blow it completely with God. God wants you to understand he is your refuge, your puhonua, your refuge and strength, very present help in trouble. Doesn't matter what the agenda says, God has a better agenda. We're talking about Don't Compromise today, and that group Soul Force is going to come in. You're going to hear us talk a whole lot more about this on our broadcast. Somebody's got to sound the trumpet, blow the trumpet, and sound the alarm. Somebody's got to get out there and not be intimidated by folk. And we decided we're going to do this. We do it on the World Wide Web. We do this on television. Think we'll come back on radio, cut back on radio? Negatory is a negative, over.
We have a choice, Dr. Kamano. You know, it's important to know that we have a choice whether or not we're going to compromise or we're going to stand up for righteousness. And so this is what we need to do. And I want to just refer to a scripture here in 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land."
Too many times Christians quote that scripture verse and they don't understand the totality of it, the ramifications of those scripture verses.
Yes.
Why would God say those words, "If my people"? Why didn't he say, you know, "when my people who are called my"? He never said when. Because God knew how evil people would be. Solomon built a beautiful temple for God. Spent, bucks on this place. was ready to offer up all the sacrifice, was able to do, ready to do all these things, had a great petition, long prayer before God. God let him say amen, then God moved in and said, Solomon. He says, if I send rain, if I send the dew, if I send, and God told him all these things. He says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land. This is what the church needs to do. Repent, get up, and now show fruits that's meet for repentance. That's what we got to do. It's going to get worse. We'll pick this up the next time we come back next week. But I want to let you know, this is real. Soul Force is real. And they're coming to a church near you. I'm Dr. Paul Kamanu.
And I'm Sabrina Franks.
God loves you, doesn't hate you. He's for you, not against you.
And you don't have to take what the devil has to offer.
Aloha, ahui ho.
Malama pono.